Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's a light in my darkness, keeps me singing although I cry. Jesus is my everything. When my load is heavy, yes, and it's more than I can bear, yes, I depend on Jesus. He will always share. I will for Jesus, and he gives me grace. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness, keeps me singing although I cry. Jesus is my everything. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord.
God is wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
Mighty, he's almighty. He is, yes, all powerful.
Oh, yes, he is.
Hallelujah. He has kept us yet another day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think this is the 85th day of the year.
Yes. Wow. Hallelujah. We're
still here.
Yes.
Yes. Another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in this day.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody need to give us some praise. And
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People have gone on since we start this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still here.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. God for seeing you by way of Zoom.
Yes,
yes, sir.
God, and able to talk and hear.
Yes,
my Lord.
And to know that God is still doing great things.
Amen. Amen.
He's still yet working miracles,
mm-hmm,
in our life.
Yes.
Praise God. And so we can count on him. We can depend on him.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Everything else is in chaos.
Amen.
He'll make it all right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I thank God for using ordinary people.
Yes.
Amen.
Do his work just like you and me.
Glory be to God.
So everybody look good.
Thank
everybody is made by God.
Yes, sir.
And everything he made was good and very good.
Yes, he was.
Hallelujah. And he is our creator.
Yes, amen.
And he made everything to be beautiful in its time.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
We're here to lift him up.
Amen.
And to give him glory.
Amen.
Honor and praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for this day.
Thank you, Lord.
You cannot praise him enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are slack in our praises.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So let us go into our message for today.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, from the book of Isaiah, sixth chapter, verse 5, 6, and 7, 8. 5-8.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I pray that that was sent forth your word to over you, that you may glorify yourself.
My Lord,
that we
thank
do.
You.
In the name of Jesus, anoint us now for this to cause.
Yes, God.
That we will be able to do what you want us to do, and all the things that happen that need to be happening in our lives.
Yes, yes,
that we
God.
Can make it through tomorrow. In amen. The name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
Are we there?
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Okay, Isaiah 6th chapter, verse 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, mm-hmm. and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. Mm-hmm. For my eyes have seen the King, mm-hmm. the Lord of hosts. Mm-hmm. Then flew one of the seraphims unto mm-hmm. me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongue mm-hmm. from the altar of the altar.
Yes.
And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this had touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. Also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, mm-hmm. whom shall I send? Mm-hmm. And whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I.
Send me.
Send me.
Amen.
Okay. Here am I. Send me. Ask somebody, have you heard the call?
Have you heard the call?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He needs somebody
mm-hmm.
to carry his message. Mm-hmm. Message of love and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
He needs somebody to be a witness.
Yes, sir.
That will tell the world that Jesus still in the saving business, and he will save you, anybody. He can save anybody, because there's nothing too hard for him.
No, it's not.
He has already fixed it so that we can be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And after we are saved, we're supposed to go and be his witness.
Amen.
Right? He equips us with the necessary things that we need,
mm-hmm.
all right, to witness for him. We got a mouth
mm-hmm.
that we can use to witness of his goodness.
Amen.
But most of the time we are witnessing about one another.
Yes.
And about ourselves, and not about what he can do.
Amen.
What he will do.
Yes.
And what he has already done.
Yes. Yes.
And he will do it again and again and again.
Amen.
Okay. I'm so glad about the fact that he's not like man.
Amen.
He doesn't get tired.
Amen.
He's been doing the same thing before the beginning.
Yes.
Okay. And he's still doing it now.
Amen.
And he hasn't got tired, mm-hmm. not one bit.
Amen.
From the moment he got started.
Amen. Yeah.
You still got just as much power, just as much energy, just as much love, grace,
yes.
Concern for one another.
Yes.
As they had way back there before there was a world.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Before there was a place, before there was a time, before there was anything.
Amen.
Okay. He was here.
Uh-huh. Amen.
And one day they decided he will create him a world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the world is vast and deep and way out in the eons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He set those bodies in there and call them heavenly bodies.
Mm-hmm.
This is the power of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But most of the time when we are given the task to represent God, we feel that we're unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as we were, or as we are unworthy in ourselves. But he will, through Jesus Christ, his son,
mm-hmm.
make you a worthy vessel.
Yes.
Okay, fitting for the kingdom.
Amen.
A worthy vessel that's able to connect themselves with him. Because we were unjust.
Amen.
We were unfaithful.
Uh-huh.
We were unprofitable.
Yes.
But Jesus fixed that for us.
Yes, amen. He did.
Yes, he did.
See, we are not as we were before salvation, not even worthy to come in the presence of the Lord.
Daily, Pastor.
Or to even speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because of our sinful ways, our sins mm-hmm. and our iniquities
mm-hmm.
that we had upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And so man gets into trouble.
Amen.
Time after time after time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even the best of us.
That's right.
Mess up sometimes.
Amen.
That's so true.
Okay. Because, and the reason we do that, because we're in flesh.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay. And since we're in flesh,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do something wrong sometimes.
Amen.
Because the scripture tell you there ain't no thing good in the flesh.
That's true.
Amen.
And but we're always trying to satisfy that flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And to satisfy the flesh, we're satisfying sin.
Mm-hmm.
And to satisfy sin means that you have sin.
Amen.
And come short of the glory of God.
Yes, yes.
For the scripture teaches us that all have sin.
Mm-hmm.
Come short amen. Of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
So even the very best we can do
mm-hmm.
is just like filthy rags.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay, so we were not made, we were not worthy to talk to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Jesus could.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
And he was and still is worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jesus, the God's only begotten Son.
Yes, sir. My
he
Lord.
He called on us.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us have turned a deaf ear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the question was asked today, have you heard the call?
Yes, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you heard the call, can it count on you
yeah,
to go and do what he told us to do?
Yeah.
We don't think we can, but he said you can.
Yeah, huh?
And since he said you can, you can. And we can't and shouldn't be listening to what else our mind is telling us. If God said you can.
Amen.
Amen.
And since we know that God already said we can,
uh-huh.
we can.
Amen.
Amen.
Not even no pastor, because it said I can do all things
Amen.
Through Christ that provide me the strength.
Uh-huh.
And so since the word has to proclaim that we can do all things through Christ, then we can.
Amen.
And all those things that we that seem to be impossible for us, surely on your own,
mm-hmm.
they are impossible.
Amen.
The scripture said, with God,
all things.
We can do all things.
Amen.
Oh, it didn't say without him.
Amen.
But with God, we can do all things.
Amen.
We're to cast all our cares upon him.
Yes.
allow him to do it through us.
Amen.
Don't leave him standing there holding the ball.
That's right. But
take it in his name.
Yes.
Okay, and run the race with patience. That he may give us the desires of our heart.
Amen.
Oh, he said, if we delight ourselves in him, he will give you desires of your heart.
Amen.
Okay. So it's got to be in your heart.
Yes.
Okay, not just in your mind.
Tell it, Pastor.
But in your heart.
Yeah.
Okay. David said, thy word, Lord, have I hidden in my heart.
Amen. Thank you, God.
That I may not sin against thee. Yes, sir. Tell somebody you got to get in your heart.
You got to get it in your heart.
A lot of us got the word up in our head. But that's on the place it is.
Amen.
As far as it goes, it's in our head.
Amen.
You got to get it in your heart.
Amen.
So then when you get it in your heart, it'll come out.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said it's out in your heart that issues that come from this, the issues of life.
That's right. That's right.
So it's in your heart. Mm-hmm. When you do what's in your heart, you're going to do the right thing.
Amen.
But when you do what's in your mind, you're subject to mess up.
Amen. Tell it.
Okay. So make sure it's in your heart.
Amen. Thank you, God.
God needs somebody.
Amen.
He needs somebody to do his will.
Yes.
Now, God is a spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he needs an earthly body. Or I say some earthly bodies.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. To do his bidding here on earth.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Okay.
Yes.
When Jesus came to the earth, he had to come in an earthly body.
Amen.
Okay. He didn't come in his spiritual body. And so we down here, we got to represent the Father also, just like his son Jesus did, in an earthly body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got to know that God needs a body. So he can speak through.
Amen.
That is a body with a mouth and is able to talk.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay. That's your requirement. Be saved and be able to speak.
Amen.
And some of us that may not can speak with words, we can speak with sign language.
Amen.
Okay. And some of us can just write it down.
That's right.
There are many ways in which we can communicate the love of God.
Amen.
Those same ways that you use to talk about somebody, the same motive you need to talk about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Psalms 34 and 1 says what? I will
bless the Lord at all times.
All times.
Okay. Bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
His praise shall continue in his mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will.
Yeah.
You got to make that commitment.
Amen.
Not just say it in your mouth.
Tell it, Pastor.
But I will bless the Lord.
Uh-huh.
When?
All times.
Now, if you're blessing the Lord all times, well, you got time to talk about something else.
Amen.
Oh, no.
Pastor.
You need to keep God in your conversation.
Amen.
Okay. I know what's going on bad out there, but God.
Amen.
Let God be a part of it somewhere.
Amen.
Let him know that he is still in control. and he's going to work it out by and by.
Amen.
Somehow, in some way, God's going to fix it for you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you just hear what it has to say.
Amen.
Okay. God needed, even like when the Israelites had gone to Egypt. Okay. And even before then, how Joseph was used to bring Israel to Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Right? God needed somebody to do that.
Amen.
And they needed a route by which to do it by. Okay? Because the Egyptians and the Israelites were two different nations.
Uh-huh.
All right? So God figured out the way to get him in there. He was sold as a slave
uh-huh.
into Egypt.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. came out as a prince.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will fix it for you.
Amen.
And after 400 plus years of bondage of Israel and Egypt, God needed somebody.
Uh-huh. Somebody.
To go tell Pharaoh,
yes,
let my people go.
Amen.
But then when he went to Moses to tell him, Moses said, I can't go.
Uh-uh.
I'm the person with the slow speech.
Yeah.
I can't talk plain.
Amen.
I can't go. But Moses, God said, I made you, Moses.
Amen.
You could go do this. But Moses kept saying that he couldn't do it. But then so God said, well, I'll let you, your brother Aaron, speak for you. You need to speak to Aaron.
Uh-huh.
And Aaron will speak what you need to say.
Mm-hmm.
Spat Pharaoh.
Uh-huh.
Because you didn't think you could make your words plain enough for him to hear you.
Amen.
Then your brother Aaron will make him plain. You just tell him what to say. So even though he won't use a Moses direct, he still had to use Moses.
Got it, Pastor.
Okay, to do that job. God got a job out there for all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
And can't nobody do it but you.
That's Amen. Right.
Okay, it had to be fulfilled by you. He Amen. Made you explicitly and exclusively for that particular task.
Yes.
You were made for that time.
Yeah.
And an action that's going to go on in your life.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's your time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, to experience whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it may be good to you. It may not be good to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Joseph, as he was going to Egypt, that his journey was all glorious. He had some rough time.
Uh-huh.
As a slave, in prison. Okay, he has a rough time bringing it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And so your task that God gives you to do, sometimes might be rugged.
Amen.
Sometimes it might have, like, nobody has cared anything for you.
Yeah.
God is always there.
Amen.
Working it out for yes. you.
Amen.
And his kingdom.
Amen.
He just needs somebody to work it for him.
Yes.
Okay, so be still.
Uh-huh.
And know that he's God.
Yes.
Okay. If he said you can, you can.
Amen.
Okay. Don't be like Moses saying I can't and God telling you can.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Don't let somebody else have to come and intercede for you.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay, Jesus already done that for you.
Have it.
Okay. Do what you can do to further the kingdom of God.
Amen. Thank you, God.
You say it one way, God will make it out to what he needed to be done.
Yes.
You just need a vessel to do it through.
Amen.
Okay, Moses did go down to Egypt and use his brother, as was told.
Uh-huh.
And after 10 plagues, he got Moses, got Pharaoh to let him go.
That's right.
So you can go.
Amen.
I want to know. I need somebody.
Amen.
I got somebody.
Yes.
To go and tell the world.
Amen.
That he is the king, coming king.
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
Lord of lords.
Amen. Yes.
And king of kings.
Yes.
He is.
He is. Like
Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
My helper.
Amen.
My friend. My joy.
Amen.
When Jesus came to this earth, and was about to leave it, he talked to his disciples. And Jesus said, came to them and spoke to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Yes.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things.
Amen.
Well, ever, so ever, I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you.
Always. Yes.
Even to the end of the world.
Amen.
How long is it with us?
Always. To the end of the world.
He never leaves you.
Amen.
He's never alone.
Amen.
If you're going and doing what it said do, he's going to be there with you.
Amen.
If you're going and doing as he said do, he's going to be there with you.
Amen.
He just needs somebody.
Amen.
And he was telling to his disciples here, I have trained you. I have taught you. Now you go.
Amen.
You tell what I told you. He ain't asked you to make up nothing. Just go and tell him what I told
Amen.
You to say.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had to write a book for it, that's a different story. You may not can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the book's already written. Tell somebody the book's already written.
Already written.
And all your instructions is in the book.
Yes.
All you got to do is read the book.
Read the book.
And read the book and then tell what the book said.
Yes.
Go ye into all the world.
And preach the gospel.
And preach the gospel.
Yes. Amen.
Not the gossip.
Amen.
Got it all mixed up.
Amen.
We're preaching the gossip.
Amen. Yes.
And, but it's gospel.
Gospel, yes.
Yeah, not gossip. We don't have no problem spreading that.
Amen.
We can talk plain enough to spread that. You can talk plain enough to spread the word.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Hey, let's get on back to my text. The book of Isaiah says that in the 6th chapter says, it was in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. He was high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. In the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I also saw the Lord. Okay. Now, some people say that King Uzziah was in Isaiah's way of seeing the Lord. But that may not be the case.
Amen.
He may be using this as a point in reference in time.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can know when it happened.
Teach it, Pastor, teach it.
It's just like saying that when Martin Luther King got killed,
uh-huh.
I was so and so age.
Uh-huh.
And you made it as a comparison. So a lot of us right there don't know the day we got saved. But if we had made a point in reference to time, we can go back to that point and remember what day it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he can go back to the time that he made the change for God.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the year that King Uzziah died.
Yeah.
And I made a change for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So before then, I won't. Nothing. I was undone.
Amen.
So and when I saw him, he was lifted up. Okay. High. And his prayer filled the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And so his spirit was there.
Amen.
And his spirit filled the temple. Ah. As I was saying here, I was in the spirit.
Did you, Pastor?
Immediately of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, I was in the spirit. And then, and as I was in the spirit, I saw the Lord and how he was high
and
above everything.
Uh-huh.
And his prayer filled the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He will fill you.
Amen.
With all that you need.
Yes.
He said, and above it stood the seraphim.
Uh-huh.
Each of them had six wings. Each one of them had six wings.
Amen.
And with two wings.
Uh-huh.
That covered his face.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With two wings.
Uh-huh.
To cover his feet.
Yes.
And with two wings, he did fly. They did fly.
Uh-huh.
And one cried out and to another and said, holy, holy, holy.
Yes,
is the Lord of hosts.
Uh-huh.
The whole world, the earth is filled of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of the wind that cried.
Mm-hmm.
And the house was filled with smoke.
Amen.
Then said I, woe
mm-hmm.
is me.
Yes.
For I am undone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am a man of unclean lips.
Jesus.
And I dwell amongst people
uh-huh.
of unclean lips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here he's making his excuse.
Yes.
Amen.
I can't go. I'm unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this.
Yeah, the
I can't do that. What the Lord can do.
Yes.
Through you.
Amen.
What I want to know. Okay. And so he laid a coat upon my mouth and said, lo, this is had touched thy lips.
Amen.
And thy iniquities is taken away from you, and your sins have been purged. So if you confess your sins,
mm-hmm.
God will favor and just
amen.
Forgive your sins.
Amen.
And to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
So when he called you, he's already fixed it.
Amen.
When he called you,
uh-huh.
he will. And if you're not ready, he'll make you ready.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
That's amen. What he's done for Isaiah here.
Amen.
Isaiah let him know that my lips is unclean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm always speaking guile.
Yeah, amen.
I'm always running people down. I'm already pulling people down.
Episode.
I'm not lifting them up. I'm not witnessing about you. Mm-hmm. I'm always talking about the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't go because I guess I'll be talking about the world. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whoa, whom shall I send?
Amen.
Whom shall we go for?
Oh, yes.
Then said I, Here am I.
Amen.
You've been equipped.
That's right.
Do what God asked you to do.
Yes.
You don't think you can do it, but God said you can.
Yes.
Since God said you can.
You can.
You can.
Amen.
Okay. So who have heard the voice of the Lord?
Yeah.
And who will go?
Uh-huh.
As I said, I heard it.
Uh-huh.
I've been made clean.
Uh-huh.
Here am I.
Amen.
You need somebody?
Send me.
Yes,
yeah.
Send me.
Yeah.
You need somebody?
Yeah. To
go.
Uh-huh.
Tell me where to go.
That's right.
Can I go?
Amen.
You need somebody. Stand on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Tell somebody that Jesus,
Jesus.
Loves you.
Amen.
You hear my?
Yes.
You need somebody?
Amen.
You love somebody.
Yes.
Tell them all that.
Yes.
You love them. And I love them too.
Yes,
and need somebody.
Yes. I need somebody.
Amen.
Go.
Good.
Who will go?
I will go.
Who will go?
I will go.
Hallelujah. Because he commissioned us to do it. Go into all the world.
Yes.
Don't pick and choose who to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody you meet.
Yes.
Tell them about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Everybody you have conversation with.
Yes.
Tell them about Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Figure out some kind of way to get him in the conversation.
Yes.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. Here am I. Mm-hmm. Need somebody?
Send me. Yes, Lord.
And don't tell the Lord that I can't go. I got this and this and then that.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Okay. God knows what you can do.
Amen.
He knows where you can go.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how you can get there.
Yes.
He knows what to do when you get there.
Yes.
So don't tell God he already knows.
Yes.
He knows the thoughts and secrets of your heart.
Uh-huh.
He knows them before you even think about them.
Amen.
And he already knows what you're capable of.
Amen.
Before you even come to you about what you're going to do.
Amen.
He already knows what your tomorrow is going to be.
Amen.
And you haven't even got to tomorrow yet.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, knows. Tell somebody he knows.
He knows.
So God needs somebody.
Yes, he does.
That will talk about him.
Amen.
In your daily conversation.
Amen.
You ain't got to go to Egypt. You don't have to go to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You got some Egypt and Israel right around you.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Start ye in the home and spread out.
Yeah.
That's where it begins. Need somebody that will set example.
Amen.
Of how to deal with this world.
Yes.
And the troubles of this world. In this world, you're going to have trials.
Amen.
And then you're going to have tribulation.
Yes, true. Yeah.
God's word
tells
you how to handle all of it.
Amen.
Okay. And you come through with joy,
Yes.
Every time.
Amen.
Okay. Need somebody.
Thank you, God.
Amen. All right. Well, know how to rejoice in the time of trouble.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to dance while we're in the midst of the battle.
Amen. Yeah.
So we ain't got to fight the battle.
Yeah, that pastor.
We just got to stand the battle.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. And when we stand, guess what? God will take you from the beginning right through the end of it.
Yes.
And be just like those Hebrew boys. Mm-hmm. After going through the fire furnace.
Yes.
They didn't have the scent of the smoke.
Yeah.
On our clothes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Good God.
God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen.
Good sermon. Good sermon.
Good sermon.
Good word.
Thank you, Lord.
Good.
Very good. Yeah. I always speak a good word.
I have everything I need. I have everything I need. I have everything I need. The great I am provides for me. The great I am provides for me. I have everything I need. I have everything I need. I have everything I need. The great I provides for me. The great I provides for me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When you were preaching, I thought about, here I am, send me. And I thought about God has equipped, like you said, if he's going to send you, if he asks you to go, he's already equipped you to do.
Yes.
What thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
He's the great I am.
Amen.
I am what I am. He said.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Goodness. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I enjoyed that message.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Have you heard the call?
Yes.
Have you heard the call? Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you now for the hour that we arrived and the service we just completed. We thank you for every testimony that's been given. We pray that thou bless this, your word as it go out and do all and hear. And bless somebody's soul to come be a witness for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Those that are sick in the body, we pray that thou will heal them, deliver them, set them free. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we claim by your word that with your stripes we are healed.
Yes.
In the name we pray. And to him was able to present us faultless before the precious throne of God. May the blessings of the God and the precious Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.